91X News.
It's 6 degrees and mostly cloudy at 3 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Emma Prasad. Belleville City Council is continuing their budget meeting at the Belleville City Hall. The meeting started this morning at 9 o'clock. Issues include possible increase in the price of bag tags and local transit. QNET News will be following the story's progress throughout the day. An antique shop in Quinte West is dealing with the loss of cash and merchandise after being robbed this morning. The suspects are currently unknown, and Quinte West OPP is looking for answers. If you have any information, call Quinte West OPP or Crime Stoppers. A Belleville man is being held in custody after threatening security with a knife at the Belleville General Hospital this morning. Police apprehended the 21-year-old man, and he is now facing multiple charges, including assault with a weapon. No one was harmed. In Cobourg, OPP is holding a man who robbed a local business at knife point Saturday night. He is facing multiple charges, including robbery with a weapon and wearing a disguise while committing the robbery. He is now waiting for his bail hearing. Parkdale Public School is participating in this year's Kindness Week. David Fry, a teacher at the school, says he is enthusiastic about the week's activities. He shares why he thinks it's important for students to get involved.
It creates a sense of community within the school. It gives it's very inclusive. It gives every student an opportunity to commit a random act of kindness, to recognize a random act of kindness. So it creates really kind of a culture of caring and a culture of kindness and a very, very much an inclusive community feeling within the school.
The school will end Kindness Week by handing out blue ribbons to the students on Friday. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is preparing for his visit to Washington later this week. Trudeau and President Barack Obama are expected to discuss trade, the environment, and the Arctic at a state dinner at the White House. Former Prime Minister Brian Mulroney praises the visit and says not much happens on an international scale between Canada and the United States unless there is a personal relationship between the President and the Prime Minister. That's QNET News on 91X at 3:03. In sports, the Wellington Dukes and the Trenton Golden Hawks are sweeping up this year's Ontario Junior Hockey League playoffs. The Dukes beat the Aurora Tigers 3-2 in last night's game. They will be facing the team again on Wednesday, while the Golden Hawks prepare to face the Newmarket Hurricanes on Thursday after beating them 3-0 yesterday. The Vancouver Canucks will try to inch closer to the second wildcard spot in the Western Conference tonight when they face the LA Kings. The Canucks are 10 points behind the Minnesota Wild in the chase for a wildcard position. In Toronto, the two bottom teams in the East face off when the Sabres visit the Maple Leafs, and the San Jose Sharks are in Calgary to face the Flames. Quarterback Peyton Manning has announced his retirement. He shared emotional reflections on his NFL career and says he knows that he gave everything he had to help his teams walk away with a win.
There's a scripture reading, 2 Timothy 4:7. I have fought the good fight and I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Well, I fought a good fight. I finished my football race. And after 18 years, it's time. God bless all of you. And God bless football.
Manning is ending his career at the age of 39. The Motor City Boxing Club in Oshawa is mourning the loss of Toronto boxer Cody Nixon, who passed away from a car accident in Dubai yesterday. He was driving a Ferrari with a man who is allegedly his cousin, as well as two women. Reports from Dubai say that the Ferrari hit a tree so hard that the car broke in two. The club says through social media that it is with heavy hearts they say goodbye to Cody C4 Nixon. Send us your team or league scores. Email them to qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And the forecast for Belleville. Today is cloudy with 30-kilometer winds gusting to 50, becoming lighter later this afternoon, high of 8. Tonight will be cloudy with 30% chance of showers, low of plus 2. Tomorrow will be cloudy with 60% chance of showers in the morning and early in the afternoon, high of 8. At 3:05, it's 6 degrees. QNET News, on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Emma Prasad. QNET News is on 91X next at 4 o'clock.